Yeah, this is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. Don't forget to subscribe to the Dead Set Legends podcast on the Triple M app to listen anytime at triplem.com.au. Let's talk about the footy over the last couple of days. A-League Newcastle and Central Coast Mariners had a nil-all draw. Parramatta over the Tigers. Manly over the Cowboys. And the Storm last night after a very tough first half over the Broncos. Let's talk about that, Del. You played many years at the Broncos. What's it like at the moment, mate, with the just the side and the feeling around the club?
Yeah, firstly, can I just say condolences to Jermaine Asako. He lost his dad this week to cancer. So, I mean, that's a tough time for, I think, the club. But talking about the game, I love the effort in the first half, but it's football, it's 80 minutes. You know, like, I know the effort was there and that, but, like, in the second half, the Storm scored six tries, and I just, there was a stage there where you got to be mentally tougher. And I don't want people saying, oh, no, they're kids and, you know, they don't have the plans that they used to have. I don't care. What I want to see is resilience. What I want to see is being mentally tough. And I just think, you know, they were in that game and they got a call that went against them with Xavier Coates, I think, and Stagg when he scored in the corner, or thought he scored. And then they just
dropped it.
Yeah, they just dropped it. And then, like, obviously, Melbourne scores down the other end. That's what I don't want to see. And I know they're trying, and I saw Seibold's press conference. I know they're trying, but just that score, I don't think I've ever seen a Broncos side just capitulate like this Broncos team this year.
Six second halves, they've failed to score a point since the restart of the competition. What do you put it down to?
Obviously, there's no confidence there. There's no trust in what they're doing. They're playing as individuals. And they just, they're not believing in themselves and what they're about, but also just the jersey. I think it's about, you know, I've been through some bad cultures, not on purpose, but at the Queensland Reds, we were at the bottom for a long time. So, you know, we'd have ex-players like myself, has-beens, would come out and have their say. And I don't want to be harsh on the guys, but I just got sad watching them in the second half. I just wanted to see more. And I know the first half was great. I was sitting there going, I didn't expect them to win. Like, to be honest, I didn't expect them to win. But I wanted to see something that resembled. I saw effort in the first half.
In the first half, it's exactly what you wanted, right? Yep. The thing is that we used to remember as Broncos, people that hate the Broncos and hate Queensland, being New South Wales people, we'd go, oh, here we go, Thursday night or Friday night, we have to watch the bloody Broncos. Gee, I hope they get beat. Yeah. I found myself there last night, especially against the Storm, I suppose, but against anyone, I just want them to win now. I want them to have a win.
What about Milford to pull back?
Look, he was poor, wasn't he?
No, he was
poor. Seven runs for 40 metres. He's a million-dollar player.
Yeah, but even at the start, like, I know that was a bit luck. Sometimes when it's not going your way, that try at the start. But Milford, like, he's just got to be better there. You've got to get off to a positive start. He fumbles that ball. They score on that left-hand corner there. And then, obviously, the team are going, oh, here we go again. Is that mentality? I've said it before. You know, Milford's been one of my favourite players. You know, I watched him come through Canberra. Played at fullback, played in the halves, and I was excited when he came to the Broncos. I don't think he's done much since the 2015 grand final. You know, he was the best player on that field. I know Jonathan Thurston got the Clive Churchill, but I just thought Milford was so good.
That's
in that grand
final.
5 years
ago, mate.
Yeah, I know. And he hasn't gotten better. And I just think, I'm not trying to tell Anthony Seibold how to coach, but there's no doubt that he should have dropped him out of 17 in the last month. He should have done what Madge has done and dropped, like, Benji and Luke Brooks. Like, there he's two high-profile players on big money. So I just don't know why Seibold hasn't. Like, Seibold, you know,
Have you got options?
Look, I know that
that's
you might.
That's probably why.
I know, but you might have. But you got, like, Dearden. Like, he's taken that long. Mate, Dearden, mate, every time I see Dearden play, he has a go.
Positive, isn't it?
Mate, he's a shining light, you know. Some of those young players, that they're having a go. He's got to pull the trigger on Milford.
Yeah, I think he's got to do it this week. And you can just tell it, can't you, Jude, in your voice, how hard it is to talk about
the
Broncos.
But we'll talk about it too. But let's give Melbourne Storm a bit of credit, because we always talk about how
let's not worry about that. Matt Sherman coming up next on the Dead Set Legends. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Who gives the stuff about the Storm?
Oh, they're going good, mate.
Oh, I know they are. We're not going to talk about them.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M. Dead. Set. Legends.
Oh!
Burley Curly.
Yeah, the Burley Curly on the Dead Set Legends. Gus Wall and Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor doing it for our mates at Mitsubishi. But this segment is all around Paddy's Markets. They supported us through COVID and now they are open. So please go and support Paddy's Markets. Chance for Jude and I to ask you, Del, some questions about the game of rugby league. Go for it, Jude.
Righto, Del. What's a better long-term fit for youngster Joseph Suaalii? Is it rugby union or rugby league?
Oh, look, good question. I think for him, I think if it's about money-wise and travelling and that, rugby union's probably a better fit for him, mate, because rugby league on your body, mate, it shortens your career up.
Wayne Bennett's also said it's just unhealthy that we're offering this sort of money for a youngster and that the pressure. What do you think about that?
Yeah, mate, I said something the other night. Good luck to him if you can get that sort of money, but it comes with that responsibility, pressure, and players, other players get jealous, and the fans, the expectation.
Corey Harawira Nara.
Yep.
Other Canberra Raiders now premiership threats once more due to the fact that he signed and last week's result.
Oh, look, I certainly think it bolsters their ranks, and I reckon they're back in the conversation. They've got to show me a little bit more. They've got to get some players back over the next sort of, 4 to 6 weeks. But, with Bateman coming back in a couple of weeks, hopefully, I think they're back in the conversation. They're not top four at the moment. But
great result against the Roosters, though, for them.
Mate, real good. And they gave them a kickstart and see if they can back it up tonight against the Bunnies.
Right, the Bulldogs announced this week that they signed Nick Cottridge. Who else should Trent Barrett be aimed at or targeting?
You know what? I know Kieran Foran wants, he wants to stay. I reckon they need a solid half to get him around. Like we've seen, they've got some talent there. And I think they need a strike back row now that Corey Harawira Nara has moved on. I suppose I haven't thought about the players that they should be chasing. But, David Fifita, we know he might be... Mate, he'd be perfect for someone like the Bulldogs.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
No, I know he's not.
The Titans or the Broncos.
Yeah, I think he's going to the Titans. Mate, I just want him to make a decision. But for Baz, if I was him, I'd be chasing the young kid, Burton, from... The Panthers already said keep his hands off.
Yeah, he's not allowed to chase it.
No, and that's the hard thing, because Burton, I don't think he's going to get a go there for a long time. So he's got to be patient. A kid like that should be playing first grade week in, week out. And if Trent Barrett can get him there... That's the kid that I'd be chasing. Someone like him. He's a footballer. He can play him in the halves. He can play him at fullback.
Is that a good call for the Bulldogs to go for Barrett as the coach?
They need something. I don't know if it's the right fit.
I know they need something, but there's plenty of people out there.
I know. I just don't know. Even for Baz, this is a big responsibility, because the Dogs fans, they want results. They don't want to be just rebuilding now. And if Baz gets this wrong... He'll have to go over to Super League to coach, because people say, he's a good assistant, but we don't know if he's good at taking the top job.
That's it, legends. More coming up in the second.